This is Rhema for Today.
Well, what did God mean then when he said, attend to my words? He meant, put my words first. Do you ever notice people, though? They run around and get everybody's opinion in the country on situations instead of listening to what God said. Put his words first. They put the other person's words first. What the doctor said, they put that first. Well, sometimes you have to listen to what the doctor said, all right, but you don't necessarily have to put it first. Amen? Are you listening? See, you need to know.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
All right, let's back up to that 20th verse. My son, and that means daughter too, you know, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. That means incline the ear to what I say, what I had said about it. Now, how can we ascertain exactly what was secured to us or what belongs to us? Well, there's only one way, and that's by a constant, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of God's Word. And every one of those words I spoke are important. They're so important I want to reemphasize them. I said, first of all, how can we ascertain? How can we ascertain if healing and health belongs to us and has been secured to us? By constant, not just a hit and miss thing, not just for a day or two and then to give up on it and forgot about it for a month or two. Constant, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of God's Word on that subject. And that's what we propose to do here for the next several weeks. You know really how lacking we are along this line. Some of us, I did too, not everybody, but some of us had to go right down to the brink of the grave before we did that. Well, thank God, we don't have to be careless about it. We can be diligent, and we should be. All right, let's look at it. What does it say? First of all, number one, attend to my words. Now, what does that mean, attend to my words? I use this illustration very often. Suppose you see a friend on the street, just comes walking, you know, real swiftly along. You stop them, want to talk to them, you know. Well, wait a minute here, I want to talk to you. Well, I'd like to talk to you, but I should have been here at this place of business 10 minutes ago. I'm running 10 minutes late. There's some business there that I must attend to. Now, what did they mean? They meant, I've got to put that first. Well, what did God mean then when he said, attend to my words? He meant, put my words first. Do you ever notice people, though? They run around and get everybody's opinion in the country on situations instead of listening to what God said. Put his words first. They put the other person's words first. What the doctor said, they put that first. Well, sometimes you have to listen to what the doctor said, all right, but you don't necessarily have to put it first. Amen? Are you listening? You see, you need to know. Sometimes folks, I think, even make a mistake just endeavoring to trust God by not really finding out what's wrong with them, going to the doctor, find out, then they know what exactly what to put their faith on. I've seen people that just struggle for days and weeks trying to get healed and didn't. Went to the doctor. Now, not necessarily that they were just planning on having medical treatment. Sometimes that's necessary. But they went to the doctor just to find out what is wrong with me. Now, I know some people, to their utter relief and great relief, found there wasn't anything wrong with them. They just run down. You know, fatigue. Wore themselves out. Well, now, folks like that need to do more than believe God. They need to correct the situation. Yes. Amen? Amen? I mean, if you, you know, you couldn't just take a hammer hit your nail, and about time it got well, hit it again, and then wonder why God didn't heal it. Well, it's not going to get well as long as you keep knocking the nail off with a hammer, is it? And you see, a lot of times in life, folks are doing things, you know what I mean, that they need to slow down a little bit. Your body's still mortal. How many of you found that out? Amen. You don't have a new body yet. Thank God we will get one of these days. Won't that be good? Yes. Amen. But I don't have that new body yet. I'm going to take care of this as best I can. Amen. Well, but on the other hand, I know people that struggle for days and weeks endeavoring to believe God and to appropriate healing. And they found out what's wrong with them, put their faith right on, it matter of 2-3 days as well. They knew exactly what to believe for. Now, I don't know why. I can't tell. There are a lot of things I don't know. Is there anything you don't know, or you know it all? I'd like to see you if you do, so maybe you can help me. No, I don't know. But you do learn from experience. I know in ministering to the sick a lot of times, the Spirit of God will tell you what's wrong with folks. And then when we started believing right on that line, then they were just, well, some of them instantly healed. Some of them before the day is gone, it's all right. It's perfectly well. Soon as we knew what to believe for. See, sometimes we're just endeavoring to believe for healing in general. Well, you know, that's almost like sort of believing for salvation in general. You gotta accept Jesus personally as your own Savior and Lord. Amen? Praise God. So that's why sometimes. But now, wait a minute here. Attend to my words. See, I believe reading these verses are talking more about health than they are healing. However, it'll work for you to get healed, but also work for you to stay healed. So when that person said to you, I'd like to talk to you, but I have some business that I'm running late, some business I must attend to, they mean I must put that first. I believe when God said attend to my words, he means put my word first. Secondly, I believe this, that means undivided attention. Undivided attention. That means other things out. See, we pay attention to everything else except his word. Other things out, God's word in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now then, notice the second statement here. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Now notice that both words and sayings are plural. That means more than what God said just one time. Plural. Incline your ear to my sayings. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Well, God may say something to your spirit. Very often he does. If he does, incline your ear to his sayings. And I believe again that ear here means more than just this ear. It means the ears. The inward man's got ears too. And a lot of times folks get in trouble physically because they don't incline their ear to his sayings. Now, it means, first of all, it means God's sayings in this book. But then secondly, it means whatever God said to you. Incline your ear to his sayings. If you want to walk in health, you incline your ear to his sayings. I remember a number of years ago, I was doing quite a bit of teaching. We didn't have school. And I was doing quite a bit of teaching, seminars and so on and so forth, full gospel business, man. In fact, I finally did so much of it until I said, well, I'm teaching and preaching for full gospel business, man, and doing a little something else on the side. Very, very little else, see. And so we had been to a regional convention in New York City, my wife and I. We drove by in those days by automobile when they put on the 55 mile an hour speed limit. Well, we quit that and went to flying. But we'd always take books along, you know, and so on. And so we're coming back now from New York City. They'd have the convention over Thanksgiving time each year. And it's beautiful, you know, the trees are turning through the mountains of Pennsylvania and so on. Just marvelous. And I knew, in fact, I said to my wife, I'm going to have to, because why? I sensed in my spirit, you see. See, what's he saying to your spirit? Don't mean it's in words necessarily, yet he's saying something to your spirit. See, a lot of times people say, well, I knew I ought to have done that. Well, it's no words. It just had an inward knowing. Or I knew I shouldn't have done that. I think more times we say that. I'm not by myself, am I here? No. See, I know I knew I shouldn't have done that. Well, he was saying something to us. It wasn't in words, but our spirits picked it up. So I said to my wife, I'm going to have to do some things differently. And I knew some of us, and I'm going to have to not, you know, wonderful people, don't misunderstand me, treated us well, and we enjoyed it immensely, but I'm going to have to not do so much ministering, full gospel convention, full gospel Benjamin's conventions, and so on and so forth. I'm going to have to curtail that. I'm going to have to go a different direction. Now, I sensed that in my spirit for 2 years and didn't do anything about it. Didn't do anything about it. Well, see, that was his sayings. That's what he was saying to me. I said, that's what he was saying to me. I said, that was what he was saying to me. Incline your ear to my sayings. And so here we are, 1970 then, in Upper New York State. Went up there, you know, to Syracuse, August the 13th through the 15th. Full Gospel Businessmen's Convention in Syracuse, New York. And then, by prior arrangements, we're going to stay up there for 6 months and speak at Full Gospel Benjamin's banquets and breakfast meetings and then have a seminar in cooperating. They're not supposed to sponsor it, but they cooperate with it. And they set it all up for you and did it all, you know. And we're going to have a seminar, teaching session, see, with each one of them for small chapters. We'd be there 3 days. The larger ones, 5 or 6 days. Sunday's the only day we had off. We'd travel Sunday to get to our next appointment. So we checked in on the 6th day of September to the Holiday Inn, Buffalo, New York. Holiday Inn just off of the thruway there. Unloaded the car, and I'm unloading the boxes. Now, I got sick. I finally staggered into the room, the last box, you know, and almost fell on the floor. Really fell across the bed to keep from falling in the floor. Saw I was going to fall. Just pass out momentarily.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
College weekend, honey, right here on the campus, April the 11th through the 13th. You can attend classes.
Yes.
Yes. Meet the dean, tour campus, find out all about Rhema Bible Training.
Just go to rhema.org.
That's right.
And you can find out all the information.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Incline Thine Ear. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.